All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
name. Come on, celebrate the name that every knee will bow, that every tongue will confess. Yes, Let's Talk Jesus here at live at the Now Network Studios. This is the forum that we come together to discuss, to discover Jesus as our personal source of our entire lives. Yes, we'll have people come on later, a mixed panel of covenant partners that will share, but we want to share Jesus to the world through our testimony that ultimately we all go and make disciples through our lives and with the word of God. And yes, no matter how sinful or how broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life right now when you choose him. And it doesn't matter how big, how small. We share this all the time. Sin is sin. Let's stop trying to characterize sin that it is different levels. Sin is sin in the eyesight of God. But the most thing about it, Jesus will forgive you of your sins when you confess and repent. He will heal your wounds. He will change the complete direction of your life when you fully devote to a righteous, healthy living, and that's called being a Christian. And yes, when you become that Christian, that means you begin to follow. And yes, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others that need him. Not that pay for him, not that give open doors, not that do things for him, but those who need him. Because I know that's when I found him, is when I needed him. And the moment that you meet Jesus, talking about not church Jesus, not bill Jesus, not my car, my house, or my job Jesus, I'm talking about when you personally meet Jesus for yourself, immediately you now have the privilege to share the same love that he has shared with you. And yes, we lead people not to ourselves, but to Christ, that they may sow seeds. Yes, we introduce people not to ourselves, but to Christ, because it's our responsibility to embrace that privilege, to follow him. What's following him? Denying ourselves and sharing his great love and his message with others who need him. Oh, my God. Let's Talk Jesus here live again from the Now Network Studios. I'm excited because this is the home stretch, especially for those of us that are covenant partners with Pastor E, the Now Network, and P2P. We are in the home stretch. I mean, today is the let me get my dates together. Yes, you guys know I'm all over the place, but let's get our dates together so we're right on. But today is the 11th of December. Now, we're looking at 20 days before the crossover. And a lot of us have done our reconstruction of systems, and we have went back and repented over those areas that we didn't make it, and we're now preparing ourselves for the journey. Now, if there's one person on this broadcast right now that says, I have no idea what you're talking about, I don't even know how you got on here, dial one right now, and I'll change the whole message. Because as we're closing out, as we're preparing, as we're getting ready to go over, to be ready for the voyage, to be ready for the newness, we're in prep stage. And if anyone isn't there, I want to be very, very, very conscious of that, because that's the only reason we're here, is for that one. But if it is us covenant partners or those that just want to see how we are building ourselves up for our seasonal change, not yearly changes, but our seasonally changes, stand and stay on board. But in the closing, finishing strong. We have to be ready for the voyage, but we have to know what the voyage is. And last season, remember we talked about the newness in us. New beginning is that I'm working on me to get me new. That meaning 2 Corinthians 5:17, that I'm no longer the maybe, the woulda, coulda, shoulda. I am the anyone. Where the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus. See, I'm the anyone because I'm now in Christ Jesus. Then it says, anyone in Christ Jesus is now a new creation. Old things have been passed away. Behold, all things become new again. I put myself in that position because, remember, through our principle building and the standards of following the word of God, that we have now decided that there is a place of no return. And you may say tonight, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Well, when you are now in Christ Jesus, when you are now in that position where old things have passed away and behold, all things have become new again, you now are in a position to say, I have to fix everything, because remember, everything that God has done is finished and complete. You can't add to it or take away from it, but you are required for an account of your past. Read the time chapter in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And for those of you that heard that, yes, 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 stay in the word and let that revelation of redundancy start to grow you to say, I heard that differently. But I still must know, I must stand on the promises of God and his statutes, that I must have an account for my past. That's the place, that's the line that we draw that said there is the place of no return. Will there be obstacles? Yes. Will there be trials? Yes. Will there be? Yes. You are, until he comes, we will deal with those obstacles. But now as we grow and as we go over, oh my God, as we cross over, we're understanding that we don't have to even be affected by the wiles of the enemy. Because we what? By the word of God, we resist and it will flee. Oh my God. See, we're now saying, I am anyone. But verse 18 in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says this: now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. I bring this up all the time, because when you're preparing, you have to know that you are now a ministry when you are in Christ Jesus. I didn't say minister. I said you are a ministry. When you are in Christ Jesus, a ministry of reconciliation. Oh, yes, you got your thing together, but reconciliation is righting the wrong that others could right the wrong. That when you're up, you pull someone else up. So in our prep time, we're still trying to grow someone else. We're still trying to be accountable, because nothing is of us when you're in Christ Jesus. See that thing you just shook? Somebody in the Holy Spirit, I'm not trying to, I don't even know your name, but somebody just shook that off of them when the anointing spoke right there, because you've been holding on to some things that you did not want to leave behind. And you just received the revelation that's why you're not going to the other side. Now, you're going to learn tonight, you can still go to the other side and not be effective. You can still go to the other side, go through prep work, go through closing out, repentance work. You can do all of those things, but still be in the same spot you were in when the boat took off, when the voyage began. All the hard work, all of the study and the preparation is for nothing, because we lack the ability to be true to God and then true to ourselves. Not blaming, not pointing, but holding ourselves accountable. Let me pull some man up in there. I'm accountable for my own thing. I'm dedicated to my own thing. It's up to me to do better. Oh, jump on over to any other broadcast where I will do better now, where I set the standard for what I know God is asking of me. You know it too. You're just waiting for somebody to tell you, and then you say, oh, I was waiting for. No, no, no. You already know what God has said, because you know it through his word. And now you're a ministry. Jesus. That's the first time you ever heard that, because that's the first time it was dropped down to me. I've always said that now you're a minister of reconciliation. No, he says you are a ministry. He has given us the ministry of reconciliation. See, when you're a minister, you think you're just for your church. No, when you are ministry, you go everywhere. Well, what a revelation. Finally, I just got it. I'm in a finally mode right now. That was a new revelation that I'm now a ministry, not a minister of reconciliation. 19, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Don't you know you need to tell somebody in your prep time that it's always somebody got to come and find out that God wants to reconcile them too? I'm more encouraged daily that I'm speaking to someone that needed to hear what God is saying through me. That new revelation of ministry instead of minister changed some whole perceptions of what the watch this. Rhema word says, remember we talked about last week on Wake Up, Get Up, Move in our purpose about the power of words and how we see words not as the logos letter that kills, but through the Rhema spirit that shows light and life. What a word. Hallelujah. But now we're prepping, because when you are now in Christ Jesus, you can at least get in the boat. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We've been preaching this for a minute. It goes with me, too. And a lot of us, we talk about wilderness. No, the wilderness was for them. That's that old covenant, where Hebrews 8 says it was not effective. They did not follow, and if it was, he would not have destroyed it or made it desolate or made it not mean anything, because he now made a new covenant. And for us to really, really see the difference of now having the right to the tree of life and now going through someone for the tree of life, it is personal. And you must get ready to go over to the other side one-on-one. Oh, yes, we're talking teamwork. We're talking covenant. We're talking network. But guess what? It's still you going over by yourself. I got a one-way ticket for myself. And yes, I'm encouraging and going to preach the crossover revival with all of the covenant partners and ministers, apostles, evangelists, bishops. The fivefold will come to light, but I'm still crossing over for me, because I know what God has for me in the new season is for me. And I've decided that I'm with Jesus. I'm all the way with Jesus. That means when Jesus does something, I do the same thing. And then on top of that, I study myself to be approved that I know I'm not doing me any longer, but I'm doing him. Oh, John 14, go ahead. Verse 11 of chapter 14. He says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me and the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Now, we know, all the covenant partners know, you better be doing some praying, because the works he did was pray. Everything he did, he prayed. Even though you've seen the manifestation of the miracle, it still was put in process by prayer. Believe me, Jesus, even though he was God in the flesh, never, watch this, never took any recognition or any glory of it. He always still went before the Father. He still, even when the Father was in him and he was the Father, in the beginning was the Word, and was the Word, was with God, it was still one. He still showed no disrespect, no dishonor. He still went to the Lord in prayer before any decision, before anything he did, before he was even tempted. Don't you remember? It was the Holy Spirit that led him into the wilderness to be tempted. for him to fast 40 days and 40 nights and then be tempted at his physical weakness. The Holy Spirit set him into that challenge that he could go through an obstacle, so we can know how to go through an obstacle. But don't you know he still prayed? Even though he had the power to cast him down right then to end the whole show. No, maybe someone doesn't understand this. But at any time, Jesus could have shut down the whole show and said, they're not worth it. They denied me 3 times. They're not worth it. They won't even stand. They won't even pray and watch for me. No, but he said, not my will. You remember in the garden, he said, no. If there's any way, Father, that this cross could pass me, before he even got through with the request, he said, but not my will. In prayer, your will be done. Family, for each and every one of us, if you didn't know, now you know, and I'll push it some more. If you aren't learning how to pray, I could preach a good one. If you're not learning how to pray, I can lay hands. If you're not learning how to pray, then that means you're doing it and God's not. See, not our will means that it's not my prayer anymore, but it's his prayer. And yes, I can do also pray. Some people see that also. You've heard me say it before, and they think they're going to walk on water. They think they're going to raise the dead. You better pray. And then God will do it. God will raise them. God will change them. God will rearrange them. I was just having a conversation on our weekly broadcast, Real Talk with Pastor E, and I was sharing with Minister Carolyn. I said, wait, no. There's no condemnation. Now, there's no tolerance for sin, but I'll meet you in sin and tell you about the love of God and how he could change you. And the more you give to him, the more he'll give to you. And before you know it, you're not doing what you used to do. See, that's how I kicked it. That's how I got off of it. Not cold turkey or rehab. It was by making the decision to give him my all and not look at what I was doing or where I was at, but give him my all and let him pull me out. Because I'm learning how to follow. And I'm learning how to be obedient. And if it's anything that you want to, watch this, acquire, is through prayer. If it's anything you need confirmation for, it's through prayer. If you need to know what it is he needs for you to have in your bag to go over to the other side, and remember this, crossing over first starts with leaving the past behind. You don't know what to let behind. I could not get that out of just the broadcast. I had to go to the Lord in prayer and say, I thought that was going over. No, son. No, leave it all behind. We got something new for you. Now, you know the definition of new. Something never, ever, 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 ever done before, talked about, whispered about, discussed about, thought about. It's a new design that comes from God that now is not new to him, is new to you. Oh, Jesus. Everything God has done is finished. He's not looking for a new thing. He is the new thing. But when we become new in him, when we change our eyesight from a physical to a spiritual, when we change our hearing from a spiritual, from a physical to a spiritual, we now are in line with God and we can hear him clearly. That I know I'm doing also. And I know I'm doing greater because I'm praying more. For everything now, I pray, no matter what the situation is. Excuse me, homie, I know y'all need it right now, but I need counsel from my counselor. I need my mentor. I need my pastor, my bishop. I got to get him on the call right now. Well, okay, call him. I'm already talking to him. If you just give me about 2 seconds, he is supernatural. It don't take him long to give me an answer, but if you would just let me connect right now before I make any more decisions, because when Jesus is the source of my everything, I must give the source of my everything the opportunity to speak into my life. But most of us, we move too fast. The other 50% move too slow. Instead of saying, no, I'm going to move right now. Oh, Jesus, is that for me? He'll tell you right now, no, that's not for you, because you see the numbers all already outweigh you. How could you get a percentage out of that when you already see 5 heads that need to eat? Come on, somebody. How can you get involved in that when you see 5 people that's looking for a paycheck? but they want half of the money from you. You know that that's not for, well, let me speak. I know that that's not for me because I can stay conscious in prayer. Oh, greater works. I'm not making them stupid mistakes anymore. Greater works. I'm not falling off the ledge. Greater works. I'm learning how to follow. See, when you follow Jesus, you have to understand something. It's going to always involve crossing over to the other side. As you're preparing yourself to go over, don't you know, don't come with me. My boat's full because I'm riding with Jesus. Oh, yeah, he's great enough because he has a boat for you. But in my boat, I'm crossing over with Jesus because I know if I put you in my boat, you may be worrying. You may be doubting. You may be questioning. I don't need no distractions. I'm crossing over with a purpose to be new in Christ, the anyone. See, I don't need you to tell me that the water is shaking and the wind is blowing and the sail is about to topside the boat. I need to be focused with him because he says, come on, let's go over together to the other side. What did he do in the boat? If I recognize the scriptures, when he was in the boat, he rested. It was the other ones going crazy. Like, what has he done? Didn't he know? First of all, it's nighttime. Nobody sails at night. But who better? Did you ever think of this question about the boat situation? Who better to have in the boat with you other than some boat masters? Oh, my God. Are you a fisherman? Oh no, the fishermen were masters of the boat. See, most people don't fish at night. They don't cross lakes at night. They don't go to the other site at night. But when Jesus says follow, you have to follow when it's in a place that nobody else can distract you. You're getting ready for this crossover. You're saying, I hear you saying it, Pastor E, about leaving it behind, but I still have some baggage behind. Those things that say I can't. Those things that say that it's stormy. Those things that say it's violent. Those things that say that there may be an unexpected storm in my life. And most of us want our storms in a particular safe area. Most of us want our storms in a place where we have security. Like, just think of it. Peter, Andrew, James, and John on board of that boat. These men had grown up around nothing but water. It was their living. It was their professional. They were professional sailors. They'd be out there fishing for their income. Rain would come, it was no big deal. Rumbling clouds would come, it was no big deal. They had to go through all kinds of obstacles. And even though if you really check out Mark's description of it, it was particularly fierce. The waves were high and driven, and the force winds were going all across the sail, as I said. But did you know, and did they know, and did I know who was in the boat with them? See, some of us spend so much time with Jesus. At least that's what we say. That's what we confess. That's what we profess. I spend so much time with Jesus. But when the trouble comes, oh, no, we crying out. Where are you, Lord? Why did you leave me? Why did you forget? Why did you let them do that to me? Why did you let them talk about me? But we still spend so much time with Jesus that we get the same question that he asked the same sailor that was in the boat with him. He says, have you still no faith? How long have I been leading you? How long have I been walking with you? How long have I pulled you out the gutter? How many times have I really came through for you and you still don't believe? When Jesus says he's more concerned not what he's done for you, that's not your testimony. He's concerned about what he can do through you. See, crossing over is that you cross over for someone else to see that now I must, watch this, manage my Christian lifestyle. I know I have to get away of anything that is first of all unpeaceful. I need some peace. Things that are too loud, I need some quiet. I have to be intentional. You have to be intentional because I want what's for me on the other side, and I know you do too, but a lot of us do not get it because we're not intentional. Jesus made the change for me, but where's it at? Because it's not in me. That peace that surpasses what? All understanding, the guarding of my hearts that I will experience no fear, the guarding of my minds that there's no doubt, the interior change. See, that's the miracle that each and every one of us need to really get back to. You remember that day when that miracle happened, that inner calm, that peace in the storm. Oh, I know we had physical and mental and failing lives and all kinds of relationships that have been torn up. But when we went over and got in the boat, see, that's the biggest part. It's not just your storm. It's everybody's storm. And don't you know together one could have settled the storm by just saying, don't you remember what he said? Pray. Pray for peace. Pray for calm storm. Pray for the love of God that if this is his will, let it be. Go harder. Come on, win. Go harder. If this is what God wants, go harder. Lift my hands and let me just worship him in the midst of what he says, Doug, because it's no longer my concern. Because as you get ready, some of y'all that's listening to me tonight, that's preparing to go over, you still going to be wondering, I know it's going to come. It's coming. But we have to remember, now, this scripture, write this down in your prep. I pray it's at least five people that has a crossover journal. I know one. I hope it's five. Out of the hundred, out of the thousands, out of the many people that have heard this, have a journal that are now seeing how last season is now building up into this season. And if you're just kicking this seat, this journey with us, get a journal. Say, I don't have one. Grab some white printer paper, fold it in half, start on page one and build a journal that now you can reflect and build on and go higher on. See, because I know when the storms come, I start to hear that prophet Isaiah 43:1. He says, but now thus says the Lord, he who created you, he who formed you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name and are mine. See, most of us are still wondering, is it for me? It's for you when you are in the boat. But when you're in the boat, see, it comes a point in time, you're going to make some journeys with Jesus, and we have. Remember that first instance he said, come, let us go over to the other side. Do you know what happened when they got to the other side? Oh, no, you remember the infected young man with the legions. They got to the other side. Jesus got out. What did they do? They stood in the boat the whole time. Come on, somebody. You remember they never got out the boat. He got out the boat. When he got out the boat, the man ran to him. He didn't say, I'm sick in the head. I'm crazy. I'm this. He's worshiped him. The man, in his first instance with God in the flesh, he ran to him. He seen the boat that was going to take him to the other side, but he ran to him and he didn't think about anything else but worship him. Then those voices, those entities that we've allowed in because of what we listen to, what we eat and what we look at and what we listen, touch and what we feel, those entities now start to say, wait a minute, hold on, this ain't our time. I'm supposed to stay in this body and make it die. This is not my time. I'm supposed to make this head go crazy. It's not my time. I'm supposed to make this person eat everything that ain't what I'm supposed to eat. It's not my time. He said, well, it ain't your time now, but you either going to come up out of there or it is. And they said, whoa, 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 hold on. Now we understand. Oh, yes, you're going to save this man right here. We already see by his willingness to run to you and worship you, you about to set him free. But can we go into the pigs? Boop, he said, gone over there. Now, look, most of you guys know that when you think of hogs and pigs, if you know anything about country, even though they make bacon and pork and all, that's pork, that's still the most nastiest beast, supposedly, the most low down, no sense, no, this ain't worth nothing but the meat on their back. And when them demons was about to stop them from their crossover, what'd they do? They crossed over to the other side and said, I would rather serve by giving up my life than to let these demons live in me. See, some of us sit around when them demons come on us, we know that came from someone else. You know that's not you. You know you don't talk like that. You know you don't act like that. But because of what you pay attention to, the spirit now comes to live inside of you. You start to act like it and you don't want to let it go. Let it go today so you can be free. Because when you be free, oh my God, there's going to come a boat experience, but see, most of us need to get this part together. Because once the man had been delivered, made clean, here's a side note just for those that didn't know. Do you know the people? Now, this man had been wrecking havoc through the marketplaces, through their whole cities and towns. They had chained this man up. They had bonded him where he had broke the chains. He was so buck wild with spiritual entities. This man had cut and scratched and was devouring himself. All they could do was make him, put him out in the tomb area with dead folks and lock him down. And when he would finally break himself loose, and I believe this, if he got back to the town, they would chain him up again, put him back out there again, but he would tear through those chains because of his lack of his own mind. This man had lost them money. But what happened when the pigs jumped off the ledge? The owners of the pigs asked him to please leave their town. Now, you would think there's some more demons that need to be saved. No, they was thinking more about their money, all that bacon, all them pork chops, all that pig that had went over the side that they no longer can make their money. They said, you got to get up out of here. Oh, my God. And take him with you. The young man said, can I go with you? He said, no. Somebody need to listen to this right here. He said, no. Look in the boat. I got 12 in the boat right now that won't get out. So before I get you instituted to the boat syndrome, go to your house and tell of the goodness of Jesus. Now, you know the story. It was more than one house, and he went to many. But I'm trying to get you to look at the boat situation. Jesus looked over his shoulder, and he said, no, no, no. I'm not going to contaminate you with some stuff that I see still won't get out the boat. Now, don't you remember, he asked them to come go to the other side. The storms, the wind, everything. He after they said, wake him up, why would you just leave us alone? He said, peace be still. And then he asked them about their faith. They still doubted because when they got to the other side, they seen that crazy man too. See, somebody crossed over last year. You're still in the boat because you seen that same crazy man. You seen that too much work, too much study, too much dedication to God, and you still in the boat. I'm trying to pull this together tonight. It's going to hit home to somebody. Oh, no, but he sent the man on his way, and he got back in the boat with the same 12. See, God's never going to give up on you, even when you gave up on him. He's never going to leave you. He'll never forsake you. The situation must go to another level. The next instance, they had been healing and fed the 5,000 and so many miracles. And I could imagine Jesus was exhausted because of the anointing and the pulling of his spirit. And then knowing because of the miracles that he did, the Bible says that he was concerned that they were going to come get him too soon. What did he decide to do? He first of all put the disciples to a test. You had one boat experience with me in the boat. Now I need you to have your own experience. Get in the boat and meet me on the other side. Oh, my God. A lot of us are in that second phase, and we have been sent on a journey to meet him on the other side, but we're still stuck in the boat. First of all, because we don't keep our eyes on the prize, knowing that it's not man, it's not world, it's God. And anything I do with God, I have to keep my eyes on God. Someone wants to know, thank you, high five. Who wanted to know how to keep my eyes on God? I must pray. I must have a communication, a free communication with God. And I know that when it comes to me making the right decisions, I'm not making my decisions anymore. I'm not making your decisions anymore. I'm making his decisions because, watch this, crossing over, family, is for him to put you in the right position. It's not for the network, as I said in the beginning. It's for God to find you pleasing and acceptable in his sight, to say, you know what? Oh, come on out. Because you remember the second boat trip. He said, meet me on the other side. What did he go do? He went up the mountain to pray. There was one that kept his eyes the whole time. He said, no, I don't know where you're going, but I'm going to watch you. I believe Peter watched him all the way up the mountain, into the fog, into the ambiance of the moon and the beautiness of the sky. And even when he couldn't see him anymore, he kept his eyes on the prize. Same situation in the boat, but instead of him being with them, he wasn't. And the waves rolled and the wind got high and turbulation started to set on that boat. Oh, it was a frantic situation through 11, but one had kept his eyes on the prize. Even though he couldn't see him, even though he didn't hear him talking, he just kept his eyes on the prize. And behold, the prize was revealed on the water. And when you keep your eyes on the prize, it's time to say, I'll get out. Just call me. A lot of us that are going over to get out the boat. See, we're not in a wilderness situation. That was for the Hebrews and the children of Israel that were from that generation. That old covenant is passed away. The new covenant is through Jesus Christ, our high priest. The only chief apostle that we submit completely to in crossing over, because I know I cannot leave my old behind. I can't get rid of my sins. I can't get past my fears. I have no solution for unforgiveness. My past failures are continually pulling me back. My lost dreams are always in the back of my head, and those unfinished commitments keep weighing me down. But with Jesus as the source of my everything, my confidence, my courage, my faith, my hope, my belief and my trust in him as the source of my everything. See, I can cross over into God's will. Oh, yeah, what's God's will? God's will is now I'm new again, just like he wants you to be new again. See, being new in him, new again in him means you have a new obedience. Write it down. If you want to know what my goals are, here they are right now. The flyers are all of our social media outlets. But here, write these seven new. How am I new again? Number one, in my obedience. Number two, in my dedication. Number three, in my commitment. Number four, in my passion. Oh, Jesus. Number five, my purpose. Number six, my vision. Oh, hallelujah. Number seven, in results. See, No fruit means no results. A little fruit means no results. But the Bible says, when I abide in him and his word abide in me, anything I ask, I shall have. And I shall have how much fruit? Much fruit. See, fruit are in the results, in the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. Are your prayers, are your words, are your, watch this, is your ministry availing much? You don't have to follow the purpose of P2P and what God gave this ministry for us going over to the other side. But I just ask you simply, are you producing much fruit? If you're not, thank you for asking. You need to develop your own crossover, your own begin again, your own start over, your own kickstart. But make sure you're not doing something you tried to do before, because everything that is new in God has never been done before. I'm a witness. When I get new in him, I don't understand it. Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes after this broadcast, I'm going to sit here in awe, because I'm going to say, he took over again. Because I've said about five things tonight that I'm in awe in. And I can't wait to go back and listen again, because he's just taking control and more control and more control, because I am new in obedience and dedication and commitment and passion and purpose and vision and results, because I'm no longer out the boat. I'm no longer in the boat. I crossed over from the boat. That now when he gets out, he heals. Ooh, Jesus. Now when he gets out, he prays. Now when he gets out, he feeds. Now when he gets out, he serves. Now when he gets out, oh, he is whole. And he's holding God. Oh, the same is for you. Believe in me and the works that I did, you shall do what? Also, oh, he'll be holding you. Stop looking. Stop expecting. Stop even speaking the physical existence of anything. You go to work and make it happen. Speak those things that are not spiritually, as if it already is. Hallelujah. I'm new in obedience. I'm new in dedication. I'm new in commitment. I'm new in passion. I'm new in purpose. I'm new in vision. And I am definitely new in results. Because I can pray for you and I see the change. Oh my God. I can sow seed and I see the harvest. Oh, hallelujah. And I see the best in you as you see the best in me, because it's no longer our will that's being done, but it's the will of God. Yes, that's what we're going to be talking about for the next 2 weeks. We have three more Monday nights before the crossover. Then the crossover Monday night will be the first, which will be on the revival. If you're on this broadcast and you've committed to be a part of the crossover revival, please confirm with me this week. I need to get the lineups, the flyers, and all the advertisement together. Let's get those confirmations out. If you're not on it and you want to be on it, get in touch with me. Let's get you on the lineup. We are expecting 24 hours at least. Last year we went 16. I'm believing we're going 24 hours this time. I'm even willing to step in and preach two or three different times to make that happen. Whatever I need to do to fill in, to make it happen, I'm going to do that. But we need your help too. And we need a consistent flow, a consistent oneness, and a consistent word that's teaching people that they can do better in God. When? Now. Let's talk Jesus live here with Pastor E. I want to give you guys an opportunity to chime in. Anyone has a question, comment about this word tonight and want to just link in, come on, dial one right now. We want to bring you on board. Let's talk Jesus. I want to bring in, and I have several covenant partners that always get involved, and I know he knows I'm going to put him under the bus first. Pastor Dwayne Collins out of Madison, Wisconsin. Let's talk Jesus.
What's up, man of God? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm blessed. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored, man. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Oh, wait a minute. Y'all need some eggs up there?
Some eggs.
Y'all need some eggs up there?
We need some heat. We need some heat up here.
Oh Lord. Okay, I only don't like to have that conversation with you because, whoo, man, I need to put my air back on.
Yeah. Well, yes.
How you doing, man? Let's talk Jesus, brother.
Man, I'm great, man. I got up, man. Wasn't no dirt on the side of my head. They didn't get together and try to prepare my funeral. God has been graceful. He's been merciful. His grace and mercy got me up this morning. He was so awesome in my life. He kept me. I just left from the church because they're doing a play for the Christmas. So for on that, God was let me see that. I was able to go into the building, which is God had let me be the pastor of this church. I'm able to see the fruit come to pass. You know, I've been laboring, and God's not putting the fruit together. We talking about Jesus because he's able to allow me to see. He said, if I cast all my cares on him, he said, if I would delight up in him, he said, if I would stay in his word, he will take care of me. He said, don't worry about nothing. All is well with him. Oh, we talking about Jesus. He woke me up this morning. I didn't get a phone call when I was at work. My wife went to the doctor. She's healed. The doctor called the report. We know that God healed her. We know that God thing out of her body wasn't right. We're talking about Jesus, right? I'm talking about my Lord and Savior, how he's got my family together, how he got my brothers and sisters together. I didn't get no phone call from my sisters or my cousins or my nieces or my nephews. Ain't nobody in jail. Didn't nobody OD. We talking about Jesus. Nobody got dirt over their head. We didn't have to get together. Talking about let's put this funeral together. Let's raise some money to do. We talking about Jesus. He's able to sustain. He said if I would cast all. He said if I would delight myself in him. He said if I would believe in him. He said if I would obey his will. He said if I was obey. We talking about Jesus. He said if I stay in his word, he's able to what? To take care of me. Take care of me and my family because he said he never seen the righteous forsake. He never seen the righteous bag a bar, right? God never seen that. So if he's righteous, why can't I? He said, I have the Holy Ghost. Why I can't be like Jesus? He said, I'm supposed to let my light shine, not that I have. We talking about Jesus. He said, let your light shine that they may glorify who? My Father, not me, not my earthly father, not the father that gave birth to my mother. He talking about him. We talking about Jesus. I'm excited, man. Why? Because God is able to keep us. He is able to work some things out of our life. Some people have got miracles today. Some folks got delivered today. Some kids went back home. Some kids was lost. God made a way that they can get back home. We talking about Jesus. We talking about he's putting the body of Christ back together. We talking about Jesus. We talking about how good he is. He's a wonderful waker. He's a wonderful maker. He worked things out when we sleep, when we lay in our bed. You know, he put things together. We talking about when we lay down, we don't have to worry about our ministry. When we lay down, we don't have to worry about our house. Why? Because we're talking about Jesus. He said no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. It may form, but it's not going to prosper. He said if he be for, who can be against us? We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about our Lord and Savior. You're talking about the one that said, I am the beginning and the end. We're talking about Jesus said the battle is already won. He said the fight been fixed. All you got to do is stand and see the salvation of the Lord. We're talking about Jesus. Why? Because in the book of Revelation, he said what? We win. We win. We won. Because why? Because the blood already went to prepare. He's already on the cross. He got up off the cross. He was in the grave. He got up in 3 days. He was risen. He went back to see the Father, sit next to the Father while the Father can look. No sin in us, see no blemish in us, see no wrong in us. We talking about Jesus. He said, if you delight yourself in me, we talking about the one saying, let this mind be in you also be in Christ Jesus. We talking about Jesus, man. That's how I'm excited. That's what makes me excited. I'm excited, man. He's a fire making God, man.
We need some fire making up there in Madison, Wisconsin. I've been looking at y'all weather, man. It'd be 12 degrees at 8 a.m. in the morning. Oh my God. Send some of this California heat up there, Lord.
Yeah, we got that was all right, man. We didn't get get it blizzarded. That's what counts.
Yeah, yeah. That's but I tell counts. You, I lived in Grand Rapids for like 3 years, so I know that weather, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we... So that's the good thing about it. It didn't snow.
Oh, bless you, man.
Bless you too, sir.
We bless you, my brother, man. Thank you so much for chiming in. You know I'm always gonna throw you under the bus. Amen. Area code.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Area code 858, last 42359. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E.
Pastor E. God bless you, great brother. This is Ali, man. I got a new number, man. So I just wanna let you know that first of all. The 858 is me.
Okay.
Also, man, I see you guys, man. I'm listening to you. You talking about Jesus, man. I see you guys rowing the boat gently down the stream.
Merrily, merrily, merrily.
Hey,
I've
seen you doing it, man. And I just want to say that to you, brother. I'm with you. I got my paddle. When your hands is tired of rowing, I'm a row. And we gonna get
Amen.
Through it.
Hey,
Amen.
But I want you to, I'm gonna give you a call, man. I wanna get with you all, you being a part of this revival also, man. So I'm glad I got this new number now, man. Thanks so much, brother.
Yeah, I always hear it with you, brother. I always, even if you don't see me press the one, I still listen to you.
Amen, man. We love you, bro.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Terry, where you at? I know you out there somewhere. Where's Minister Terry Herbert? Good evening, woman of God. Can we talk Jesus?
Yes, let's talk Jesus, family.
Throw you under the bus Monday.
Yes. But you know what? I'm good. I'm not under the bus. I'm rolling the boat along with Minister Ali. I'm rolling the boat also. And I was listening to, you know, Pastor Dwayne over there. Yeah, we going to send some cold over to Madison, Wisconsin. We going to send them, take the cold away and send them some heat. Glory be to God, because we're having it in Cali. Yeah, Pastor, you said, let's talk Jesus. You know, it's so easy to talk Jesus. All we got to do is go everywhere we go and tell him the good. And I tell you, it's good. Sometimes you tell people the goodness. How you doing, good? Someone won't say good, but you good, you good. Every time he opens your eyes, because he gives you, everybody didn't get that opportunity. Let's talk Jesus. It was about Jesus. He opened your eyes. A lot of people think they open their own eyes. The alarm clock wakes them up. No, he opens our eyes and starts us on our way. Let's talk Jesus. Glory be to God. I tell you, you said something. Journal. Journaling, and you said a lot to praying. Praying with him. We don't have prayer with him. Ooh, Jesus. I tell you, we can pray with him in early in the morning, late at night, middle of the night, middle of the afternoon. You can pray with him on your lunch break, in the bathroom, wherever needed. You can go. He is never busy. Glory be to God. So we can talk Jesus all day, all night long, Pastor E. Yeah, I'm in the boat, and I'm rolling along with the family. Rolling to the other side, getting ready for the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I'm glad we already get out the boat. God bless you, woman of God.
Yes, God bless you. Love you, family.
Anyone else who want to give you an opportunity to chime in if you have a shout-out for the Let's Talk Jesus team? But we definitely, as I said, for the next 2 weeks, we have two more Mondays in season 2017. When we cross over, we're going to do Let's Talk Jesus along with the revival. So we're really excited for this crossover. We're excited for what God is doing in your life, and we aren't no one's going to be left behind. We are here to help you. If you heard something tonight and said, man, I'm just not there, you can get there. It just takes the opportunity to go back to the Lord and repent and ask him for his forgiveness in your life, that now you can forgive others. And then when you forgive others, it's a fresh start where you can go to the next level. So God bless you all, man. This has been dynamic. I see no one else does. And it's a lot of people on here tonight. I just don't want, there's one person I want to throw under the bus, but I'm not going to do it. Holy Spirit didn't allow me to do that. So I won't. But God bless each and every one of you. You are loved. You are honored. You are appreciated. But the most important thing you must know is that you are beautifully made by God. Don't let anybody tell you differently. And if someone is, stop listening. If someone's trying to lead you away from, you know, the beauty that God has in you, stop listening, stop entertaining, and stop giving way to the enemy. Resist, and he will flee. God bless you guys. Let's Talk Jesus here live on the Now Network. So that seed family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.